As the gross national product rises, the rate of happiness in the U.S. is declining. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marie Helwig Larsen, professor of psychology at Dickinson College, examines why Danish people are so happy and how we can emulate them.
The New World Happiness Report again ranks Denmark among the top three happiest of 155 countries surveyed, a distinction that the country has earned for seven consecutive years. The U.S., on the other hand, ranked 18th in this year's World Happiness Report, a four-spot drop from last year's report. Why might Danes evaluate their lives more positively? Danes have a stable government, low levels of public corruption, and access to high-quality education and healthcare. The country does have the highest taxes in the world, but the vast majority of Danes happily pay. They believe higher taxes can create a better society. Perhaps most importantly, however, they value a cultural construct called hygge. The Oxford Dictionary added the word in June 2017, and Amazon sells more than 900 books on hygge. Hygge is sometimes translated as cozy, but a better definition of hygge is intentional intimacy, which can happen when you have safe, balanced, and harmonious shared experiences. A cup of coffee with a friend in front of a fireplace might qualify, as could a family summer picnic in the park. Research on hygge has found that in Denmark, it's integral to people's sense of well-being. It acts as a buffer against stress, while also creating a space to build camaraderie. In a highly individualized country like Denmark, hygge can promote egalitarianism and strengthen trust. In the U.S., the gross national product has been rising, but levels of happiness have been steadily declining. Why? Because income inequality continues to rise, and because of a decrease in interpersonal trust and trust towards institutions like the government as well as the media. At its core, hygge is about building intimacy and trust with others. Americans could probably use a little more of it in their lives.
That was Marie Helwig Larsen of Dickinson College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.